extra thick fog. It's dense. There's a dense fog advisory till around 9 a.m. Showers and thunderstorms again today, high 67. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms could potentially be strong storms with gusty winds. Patchy fog again overnight tonight, low 54. Improving, though, for the weekend. By tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of showers before noon, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. High tomorrow, 61. Looking for good weather for all the activities going on the Glasgow Square tomorrow. Then looking ahead to Sunday, should be sunny with a high of 62.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Finally Friday, y'all. Good morning. It is November 21st. And the man, the legend, Jesse Muse.
Good morning.
Mills Real Estate and Auction Company back in studio on this Friday. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Even though it's a rainy day, I'm alive and kicking.
It's been a rainy week.
You ain't a kidding. It has. It's been dreary, but you know what? The weather's not been cold.
No, it hasn't. Thankful for that because, you know, when it's like 40 degrees and raining and windy, it's just miserable.
It's nasty. Yeah. And, you know, I can take the rain better than I can the snow and ice and the cold weather, and you know how I am about cold weather.
Mm-hmm. I know you hate it. I know you hate it.
I hate it worse than anybody.
Actually, on my way into work this morning, I was listening to our sister station, Santa 102.3. My car's stayed on that since we flipped last week.
Surely not you.
I know. It's a shocker, isn't it?
And I guarantee you that your Christmas tree is not up yet, right?
You're funny. You know I put that up. It was like the middle of October.
I was thinking like July.
No.
I think you probably took it down in June and put it back up in July.
I did not. It was October. Thank you. Actually, I think it was like October 17th, 18th, somewhere around in there. I don't remember the exact date. But no, I was driving in this morning. And the song was talking about snow falling in the downtown or snow falling in the town. And I was like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if this were snow?
Womp, womp.
Womp. And I was surprised at myself for even thinking that because I'm the girl and I'm like, gosh, I hope it doesn't snow. Gosh. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I've gotten to the point in my life that I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Let it snow. I don't care anymore. As long as I have a way to work.
I still care, though. I really do. I still care. I care if it snows. I don't want it to snow.
I know you don't.
You know, everybody loves going down to Gatlinburg and seeing all the pretty snow on the mountains and stuff. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah,
just go to the beach. Yeah. Just go to the beach. I see the sunshine.
I know you do not like the cold weather for nothing.
I hate it. I know. I hate it with everything in me.
I know you do. Well, I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have Bighorn Wellness, Roots and Ramble Boutique. Also, Wellness Wednesday sponsor is MedCenter Health, Window World of Bowling Green. Of course, Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. He is my co-host this morning. And Southern Kentucky Collision. Phone number is 270-651-3000. And I believe we already have a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. I'd like to wish my mom a happy birthday, but it's not till tomorrow.
All right. So Nell is celebrating a birthday tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. Well, happy birthday to her.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling it in. No, not today.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
270-651-3000. And the reason we're not giving anything away today is because we have so many auctions to talk about.
We do. I got quite a few of them coming up in a short time.
Yes, 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 yes. You just wrapped up an online auction earlier this week.
I did. I did. Then, good gun auction that we had in antiques, and it was a really good auction. Went really well, and got it done. Appreciate all the buyers on that.
Yes, that was a nice one. Lots of different things on that. So.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
And then of course you've got a big auction, live auction tomorrow. But let's take this phone call real quick, see what's going on.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about the auction that you have coming up tomorrow.
All right. It is 3646 Berry Store Road. That's a Smith Grove address. It is right in the Coles Bend area, past Relton. Really nice 1,768 square foot home with a shop, almost 20 acres with this house and barn. Really nice area, 19.7 actually, plus or minus. But, if you're looking for some personal property, we've got it with it too. We've got a nice Kubota tractor. It's got a mini excavator on the back of it. It's got a tiller. It's got the belly mower, pallet forks. It's got all the attachments with it. And if you're a woodworking person and you like woodworking tools, we have got some of the nicest woodworking tools that I've ever sold since I've been an auctioneer. A lot of good antiques. There's a lawnmower there, a nice old pedal car. A lot of cool stuff.
What I wonder what year that is from. Does it say fire chief on the side of that?
It does. And okay. And just by looking at it, I'm going to say that thing, it could be 40s, 50s. I mean, it's older. But it's in immaculate shape.
It looks like it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not shiny, but I wouldn't want it shiny. It's you know, old, but it is in very good shape, not beat up, all to pieces. I mean, it's really cool.
What a cool Christmas gift that would be for someone that's on the fire department.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Pretty neat.
I think we've got some fire department friends that's probably listening in right now, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they own a store. You know, a fire line. Amy, this may be something good for Ryan.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. You better go check it out at rsmillsauctions.com because there's actually a picture of it on the handbill on the website.
It's pretty cool. I ain't going to lie. I had to get a good picture of it. And I just got a few pictures of some of the personal property. But if you're interested in personal property or the real estate, I'm telling you, tomorrow will be a great sale. Like I said, it's 3646 Berry Store Road. And we're going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll have food and restrooms on site and have a tent. It's supposed to rain a little bit in the morning, but it's supposed to move off. So it's going to be a nice day while we're auctioning, while we're selling. So this right here was referred to me by Kim Watson with Pierce Team over at Keller Williams. So we appreciate Kim on referring that to me. She is the co-listing agent on this. So, you know, we work with everybody. So, you know, and we appreciate all the referrals from other realtors and other agencies in town. So,
yeah, you guys do a really good job at referring each other. And,
yep.
You know, because I know you have listings, but you are primarily an auctioneer.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of listings too, but at the end of the day, I do more auctions than I do listings, and not saying that I won't list property, because I mean, you know, but it's I do enjoy the auctions. I feel like that's kind of more of what my mm-hmm. goal is at the end of the day is to do that, and plus you know, you've got a lot of good agents that is in town that primarily work on listings, you know, and everybody's got their knack. And, you know, I feel like mine is the auction.
Plus, you're a great auctioneer.
I don't know about a great one.
I mean,
you're,
in my opinion, you're probably the best.
You're biased.
No.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
I mean, you can chant like nobody's business.
I don't know. Yeah, I can chant like nobody's business. I just don't know if it sounds good.
It does. Well, obviously, or you would not have sold as much in property as you have over the last several years.
I don't know. Well, I tell you, I had some good clients to let me do that, though. That's the biggest thing.
You're being very humble and modest right now.
Well, you got to be, because end of the day, if you don't thank the people that got you there, the people that helped you along the way, then you, what do you really have?
I understand. I totally get what you're saying.
Yep.
I completely agree. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Jill Lean with Bighorn Wellness. She was in with us on Monday, and we have talked about several different subjects. We talked in previous times that she was my co-host about smoking and quitting smoking. Is it an addiction? We also talked on Monday about teen substance use and addiction and, you know, went through the brain science of it. Did you know that a teenager's brain does not completely develop? What age do you think that it completely develops?
A teenager?
Mm-hmm. And you're not actually a teen once it completely.
I was fixing to say, I did teach school for 3.5 years. So I'm going to say probably maybe 29 or 30.
You're close. It's 25 is what she said the other day. It does not fully develop until you're 25, which I don't remember learning that in school.
Mm-mm.
You know?
I don't think they like to teach that in school.
Yeah. Well, they should.
They should.
Because of the substance use, the smoking, the drinking. And I mean, let's face it, kids, there are some kids out there that they're going to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not every kid.
Peer pressure is a real big thing.
It really is.
People don't realize how big peer pressure is.
It sure is. Yeah. And, you know, with everything that kids have to deal with, they look for a coping mechanism, and sometimes it's vaping and smoking and, mm-hmm. and substance use and alcohol and that sort of thing. So that was one of the things that we talked about on Monday, was getting to the core of the issue, why they are using, what is the reason that they are using, you know, the brain science behind all of it, the warning signs that parents and guardians need to be looking for, treatment. I mean, you've got to treat it in a different way for a teen than you would an adult.
Oh, yeah.
So there's so much behind all of this. And Jill is just incredibly knowledgeable with everything. Plus, I just enjoy listening to her.
Yeah.
She has that English accent. And I just enjoy, she's just very relaxing. Oh, very relaxing. She's been able to help so many individuals, whether it be teens, young adults, families. So I really encourage you to reach out to her, and if there are some concerns that you have, if you have a teenager who may be using, you know, contact her, talk with her. She is actually going to be doing a workshop coming up on December the 1st and January 5th. This is a parents' workshop on understanding and preventing substance use. It's $45 per person and $75 per couple. So she's going to be going through several different things. If you want to reach out to her and sign up for this, I encourage you to 307-300-3700. That's 307-300-3700. You can also email her, jill@bighornwellness.com. You can look her up on her website, bighornwellness.com. But she is a board-certified hypnotist, board-certified hypnosis instructor, International Board of Coaches and Hypnotist, Hypnosis World Certified Master Life and Family Prosperity Coach. I mean, NLP practitioner, the list goes on and on and on. So she is, it just blows my mind, the knowledge that she really does have. So please reach out to her, set up an appointment, or sign up for one of those workshops. She would love to talk with you. And hypnosis has been known to help so many different things, from smoking, mm-hmm. you know, to substance use and lots of other things. I'm not even going to pretend to know that much about it, but Jill does. And she can answer the questions that you may have. So, all right, you can call us up this morning. If you have any questions about any of our sponsors, if you have a question about one of the auctions that Jesse has coming up, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And I believe next Saturday you've got back-to-back auctions.
I do. I've got you talking about two really nice auctions. One of them's at 10 and one of them's at 1. The 10 o'clock auction is at 421 Barber Cemetery Road. That's Glasgow. That's right outside of Glasgow. How many times have you heard any farms for sale with crop ground here in Glasgow? And you may not have heard it as much as I have, but I can promise you, I hear it all the time.
I bet.
And I do. And this one right here is the 421 Barber Cemetery Road is a super, super nice farm, 150 plus or minus acres, super nice home, got barns, got grain bins, it's got crop ground. We are selling. So there's a couple building lots on there. some small farm tracks that if somebody wanted a baby farm on this, I mean, we've got 8 tracks on this property. Super, super nice farm. And I can tell you, this one right here is going to be hard to find, but it is on Barber Cemetery Road, 421 Barber Cemetery Road. That'll be at 10 o'clock next Saturday on the 29th of November. And right when we get done with that one, we're going straight over to 370.
Okay, hold that for just a moment.
Okay.
I'm trying to picture where Barber Cemetery Road is in Glasgow. Can you give me some landmark direction? Because I'm trying to figure out where that is.
You go out Burksville Road, and you can turn on a couple different roads, either Whitechapel, or you can turn on, go towards Poplar Spring.
Okay.
And it's right off Poplar Spring.
Gotcha.
So when you go to Poplar Spring right there in the curve, Barber Cemetery is right there.
Okay.
And it ends, that road ends in this farm. So, okay. I mean, it's a gorgeous farm. And 6-7 minutes from town.
Okay, perfect. I knew it had to be pretty close, but I could not picture, I don't recall ever seeing that road. I guess I've not been back in there.
A lot of people probably haven't, but if you ain't, even if you're not looking for real estate, ride back there and look at this farm. It's just beautiful. And, you know, it's peaceful. You know, it sits by itself and just a super nice area, super nice farm, lays really flat. I mean, it's a good, good piece of real estate.
All right. Okay, so that one is at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 29th, and then you have one at 1 o'clock that afternoon.
Right next to it, right pretty close to it. It's going to be over on Keno. It actually touches Keno Road and Vernon School Road, so it touches two roads on this. It's 370 Keno Road. We are going to be selling 42 plus or minus acres. Got crop ground on it as well, and it's got a barn on it. It does not have a home, but it does have a barn, does have flat ground on it, and got a couple small tracks. We're going to sell this one right here in 5 tracks where the home is not selling. I want to say the home is not selling, so that would be track 1. And, of course, we have on our handbill on our website that it will not be selling. But tracks 2 through 6 will be available. And but it's going to be at 1 p.m. So as soon as we get done, if you're looking for land next weekend, as soon as we get done with one farm, we're going straight over there and doing this one at 1 o'clock. Really honored to be able to do these two sales right here. It's for the same sellers, and we appreciate the support and the opportunity to do it. But really nice auctions next weekend if somebody's looking for some good real estate.
Okay. All right. And, of course, all of this information is at rsmillsauctions.com, so you can go take a look at the track layouts and just see a little bit more detail. You know, Jesse does a great job at describing all of these, but if you just want to kind of see the layout of the track, it's very easy to do so on the handbill at rsmillsauctions.com. All right, let's take a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Hey, does Kelly look okay?
Always. Always.
Well, I'm just wondering, anybody that thinks it ought to be snowing and cold and nasty like that, just got to be touched a little bit. It's not right.
I agree with you on that one. She looks like she's feeling okay today, I think, but, you know, it's just one of them things. I think she may have drank just a little too much coffee.
And I haven't had enough coffee.
And she's wanting, she wants to see the cold weather out there because she's drank too much coffee this morning. So we need to try to get her some Gatorade or something, put some electrolytes in her.
I know, it's very unlike me. I realize it's very unlike me. I know. I was even surprised at myself for even the thought popping in my mind. I'm like, what's going on with me? You should have seen me talking to myself in the car. I'm like, what's going on? Why are you even thinking this?
You know, everybody teases me that about being a Yankee, but anybody that thinks there ought to be snow ought to go north.
Oh, I know it. I know. I'm pretty happy living right here in Kentucky. So
yeah.
But a pretty white snow around Christmas time, that would be nice, right, fellas?
Only unless you got all kinds of cows, though, right?
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta go play that stuff. It's not so fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry. Although all predictions lean toward snow this year. Woolly worms are solid black. I think Farmer's Almanac is looking like we're gonna get some snow. I'm just saying that's what it looks like. I'm not saying that's the case.
Yep, her cup is half empty. So she's not doing glass half full. So no, it's almost empty. So she's going downhill now. It's done. It's done. Okay. She's talking about it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, like I said, we don't need none of that.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Don't work too hard today.
I'm trying not to.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. We have another call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Is this Kelly?
This is. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kelly. Who is this?
Steven Decker.
What's going on? Are you there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, not much.
What can I do for you this morning?
Oh, nothing. It's Steve. You know me?
Yes, Steve. Yes. I'm sorry. At first, I didn't catch your voice. Now I know. Hey, how's it going?
Tina's dad.
What'd she say?
I said,
You got to turn your radio down, my friend. You got to turn your radio down. Talk to me in the phone.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you're listening to the radio.
Go down, my friend. You got
to
turn your radio down.
Okay, you got me?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I was in a nursing home for 10 months.
Yes, I knew that you had been there, and Tina said you weren't able to listen to me, but I've been asking about you when she calls in.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear from you this morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm back home now, but I'm still on a walker. Still on a walker. When I fell out my door, yeah. I hit the concrete, and it messed the left side up, messed the nerves up on the whole left side.
Bless your heart. It takes a long time for that to heal, doesn't it?
Lessenberry said it should take a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I just want to call and tell you, I told Tina, I've been asking about you.
Yes, and I've been asking about you whenever she'd call in. I knew I hadn't heard from you in a while, so I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'll probably be calling you a little bit more.
Well, I look forward to it, my friend. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, you keep taking care of that auctioneer man there.
She always does.
If she don't, I'll put buck on him.
Oh, boy.
I'll behave, Stephen. I'll behave, okay?
Okay. Y'all have a blessed day, and thank you, every one of you, for prayers.
You're welcome. We'll continue to pray for you, my friend, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Aw. So long.
Good to hear from him.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. It is. I was happy to hear from Tina a couple of different times, and just, you know, wanted to check on him. And I, you know how life gets crazy, and I should have messaged her and asked her how he was doing. And just life gets nuts. So I'm so glad to hear from him this morning. That makes me really, really happy. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Southern Kentucky Collision, also one of our sponsors this week, and it's hit a deer, get a turkey season. Now, I'm not encouraging you to hit a deer.
You know that's my favorite slogan right there now. I mean, that I always like to hear, right? Mm-hmm. This goes into a long conversation, but it's not going to do it today.
No.
We're not going to do it today.
No. Mm-mm.
But it's still pretty cool.
It is. They've been doing this for 11 years now.
Thanksgiving's coming, guys. Just don't be hitting deers just so you can get a turkey.
<You're right. laughs>
They got butter balls over here at Ouch and Supper.
But if you do hit a deer, go see my friends at Southern Kentucky Collision, because the day you pick up your vehicle, you get a turkey. Okay. Oh, man.
Well, depends on how fast they get that
true,
vehicle done.
True.
So you may be on the cutoff right there.
It may be. It's very possible. It's very possible. But they will. I'm sure they'll work out something. They'll work out something for you.
Yeah.
But Yeah, they have actually, I don't know if you know this or not, their offices have moved across the street. Did you know that?
I heard that they was moving, they was expanding. Mm-hmm. I know that they've got more room over there next to where their actual shop is mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. Expanded back in the back behind them. And
it's
awesome.
They just have grown, and they were saying, hey, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time that we move, and they just literally moved right across the street. So they have... Just their office. Yes, they're still working out of the original building there, but they needed more space for their growing office to accommodate everyone that they have there in the office. So this is just to better serve their customers. You're still getting that quality service that you've come to expect. And you're going to see a few new faces, but they still have some of the same faces in there as well. And just a bigger and better facility to be able to take care of you. So I was so happy when I picked up my car a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I did not hit a deer, thankfully.
So they didn't give you no turkey?
I didn't hit a deer.
But I mean, they didn't even offer you a turkey?
Well, no, this was before the promotion started too.
Yeah, but they do that, hit a deer, get a turkey all the time. They order mm-hmm. or say, you know, scratch a dent and get a candy bar.
Look, I was just happy to go pick up my vehicle. I'll be honest. I was just happy to be able to go pick up my vehicle, and there's nothing better. You know, I appreciate the fact that I had a rental, but
if you're all on your way to work today and you see a deer, don't try to swerve towards it. Just go so you can get a turkey.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that's going to purposely do it.
I don't know. It depends on – you got some people that might.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But don't purposely hit a deer.
Let's plow this one.
Yeah, that's why I don't like driving at night.
No, gosh.
I really don't like driving at night.
Because they will jump right out in front of you.
Certain areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. When we went to Florida a few weeks ago, it's been a couple of months now. That was back in September.
Yeah.
It was early in the morning or late at night. I don't remember what time it was exactly. I was driving, and you could see deer mm-hmm. in Florida.
Oh, which, they got a bunch.
Well, but I guess it just kind of surprised me. Maybe it was because of the time of night that we were driving.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a certain area mm-hmm. that they would run out, but they mm-hmm. seemed a little smarter. They turned away and ran the other way. I don't know. But, I don't know. They were running away from the light, not running to it. But it still made me nervous because I thought, oh, my gosh, because I wasn't driving my vehicle. I was driving Brittany's vehicle. And I thought, Lord, please, dear, stay off the road.
Oh, yeah.
Stay off the road. So, anywho, that's what's going on at Southern Kentucky Collision. Go by and see them. 202 Industrial Drive, again, right across the street from their offices. And you can call them at 270-651-6413. That's 270-651-6413. All right, 270-651-3000. When's your next auction coming up?
Well, I have got a very good auction that I want to talk about just for a minute. On December the 6th, we have got out at Temple Hill Fairgrounds. I work with them we're trying to do twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. This is to benefit the Temple Hill Lions Club. So Lions Club is a local community partner for everybody here in Barron County. They do a lot with our fairs. They do a lot with our beauty pageants. I'm sure everybody has seen a truck pull. And, you know, these guys and ladies out there work really, really hard every year. So I partner with these guys, and we do a consignment auction, and we're going to do a consignment auction on December the 6th. We are going to start taking equipment on that Monday, and we'll take equipment up until Thursday night that week. That'll be on the 4th of December. So at 4 o'clock will be the shutoff time for the equipment. That way we can get everything tagged, everything numbered. But we had that good sale back in the spring for our consignment sale, and we hope this one right here is just as good as that one is. And if you've got anything to consign, give me a call. Would love to have it for you. We'll try it out for you out there at the Temple Hill Fairgrounds, right there on Tompkinsville Road, out in Temple Hill Community. And it's going to be a great day. We're hoping to have a whole lot of lots. We want good buyers, good sellers, and We're excited to do that for the Temple Hill Lions Club, and excited to partner with them. They do so much for us. We want to try to give back to them.
All right. Sounds good. And that information is not on yet on the website. I was looking for it.
Yeah. It's not on there yet, but it will be. We've got the – it's on our Facebook page, so we'll have it on our website very soon.
All right. Good deal. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call if you have a question about – any of our sponsors or any of the auctions that we are talking about this morning, just give us a call. All right. Let's talk a little bit about just auctions in general, the benefits behind auctions, because there are so many. And there are pros and cons to auctions and listings. But, let's talk about auctions.
Okay. The biggest thing with an auction is you get multiple people that is interested in a property that is willing to bid against each other and give their highest money of what the next person will give. So let's just say that you put your property on the market, and of course the market changing the way it is, it may sit for a little while because it may not be as valuable as it was a week ago or a month ago or a year ago. 2022 and 2023 was a big booming time for real estate. I'm not saying it's not booming now, but it's one of them times to where people may not be buying as many houses as what they was or giving as much money for houses as what they was. Interest rates are still a little high,
right,
they are coming down. We're expecting them to come down more in March, April, and May next year. But, houses that sit there, vacant for a little while, guess what? They want them to move because those are still costing money to sit there. So we have auctioned a lot of houses, that way, to try to move the inventory. We've also on farms. Now, the one benefit on a farm is you got multiple people that wants to buy certain size farms. They may not want to buy a 150-acre farm, but they may want to buy 10 or 20. I've heard a lot of people say, hey, do you know where 10 or 20 acres is so we can build a dream home? Well, guess what? An auction, we can cut that up and we can try to make it to where you can have a baby farm with it, And it does work. And you put multiple people together bidding against on that property, I think it brings the highest value. The one good thing about it is settling a partnership or settling an estate. And that's saying that pretty transparent. So unfortunately, there is sometimes when it may not be a retirement auction. It may not be just somebody wanting to downsize. It may be something that maybe somebody has passed away or somebody has, they went through some hardships or whatever, An auction's not always about that. Just because you see an auction sign don't mean that there's a hardship involved.
Right.
But when there is, it's easier to have somebody to kind of take your hand and help you with this and push you through this, this process. And it's more of a, in my mind, more of a friendship, because at the end of the day, it takes a lot of bricks off your shoulders. That way you ain't got to deal with this when you're going through that hard time. So, we try to guide people through this. That way we can, maybe take some pressure off them during a time whenever they need that.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's take another phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning, Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. This is Darren Taylor. I'd like to wish my mom a happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. She'll be 79 tomorrow.
79. Mm. That's the new 29, Darren.
That's right. It is. Yeah. But my sister beat me a while ago. I heard it.
Yes, she did. She was on it before you.
Yeah. So, y'all have a good day and be safe out there.
Thanks. You too, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
All right. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Finally, Friday. I know some folks got a busy weekend. We have Light Up Glasgow happening tomorrow night.
Ain't that the coolest thing, too?
Yes.
It is cool. If you've never seen that, you need to show up and see that. That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very nice. And I know the city has been working really hard to get everything set up so that they are ready to basically flip that switch tomorrow night. And it's going to be gorgeous. Our downtown is extremely beautiful at Christmas time. And those two huge trees in front of the courthouse, they have done just an immaculate job on decorating those. So the 47th annual Turkey Trot is happening in the morning, though. first.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the turkey trot is happening. And then I saw something about a light up vendor event, I think, that's taking place tomorrow. Honestly, I did not know anything about this until I saw it, I think, last night or this morning on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think I got to find a little bit more about it. But they're going to have vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that there it is. So this is with the Barron County Family YMCA. Light Up and Lift Up. It's a vendor fair in partnership with Light Up Glasgow. So they have 20 vendors that will be set up on the north public side of the square. And that is going to lead up to the Light Up downtown. So some local makers, festive holiday fun, and you can also help support the YMCA at the same time. So something that they have added to that I just recently saw. So, yeah, I think our downtown area may be closed off most of the day, at least part of the downtown area.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that while you are traveling and going about your Saturday morning errands and and stops and that sort of thing. Just be aware that downtown, at least a portion of it, may be shut off for a period of time, at least the north public side of the square for sure. So just keep that in mind, and looking forward to the light up tomorrow night. I think the rain will have moved out at that point. I think it's supposed to rain through today and tonight. Even saw maybe a possibility of a thunderstorm tonight, but I think it's going to clear out and be nice for tomorrow afternoon anyway.
And not too cold, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No, I think it's supposed to be 61 tomorrow.
Yeah.
39 tomorrow night. So yeah, not too terrible. Should have a pretty great crowd downtown for that, for sure. So, all right, 270-651-3000. Let's talk about Window World of Bowling Green. And Phil was actually supposed to be in yesterday, and I guess he got his days mixed up. I texted him on Wednesday, and he was like, oops, I can't be there. I'm out of town. So I was like, okay, it's all right. Yeah, that's very rare for him to
feel.
I need to text him his next date just to make sure he's got it.
Yeah.
Oops. Yes. So
he was putting windows in somewhere.
He probably was.
Yeah.
Just didn't write it down or put it in his phone for some reason. But anyway, Phil and AJ, they will come to your house, to your property, to your commercial property, and give you an estimate, whether it's doors that you're looking for, shutters, gutters, windows, if you're looking to increase the value of your home. And I know that you know the importance of whenever it comes to listing a property or auctioning a property, you know, new windows, that's something that's very important.
Well,
to a buyer.
When you take new windows and you do energy efficient, and you know, that is, you know, tax deductible, because end of the day you're saving money on energy cost. And when you run your central heating air and you're letting all that warm or cold air out, whether it, you know, whatever it may be, you know, look at the savings you're going to get on that. You could take a electric bill and cut it in half with, you know, good insulated windows.
That's exactly right. And they have every color that you could possibly imagine for you to choose from if you are looking to replace your windows. Doors, so many different kinds of doors as well. If you have a dream door, I can about guarantee they have it. Ranging in a lot of different prices too. And then shutters is a real inexpensive way that you can change the outside look of your home. They have several of those styles and designs to choose from as well. So saving you money, increasing the value of your home, and just giving your home a fresh, updated look, making it look beautiful.
Yep.
They can do that for you at Window World. So give them a call, 270-780-9600. Get that appointment set for your free estimate. Also, keep in mind, they do offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor, and They have financing options available as well. So if you're needing to do that, I know there are a few that they have that you can choose from and see which one is best for you. They are located on Dishman Lane in Bowling Green. That's right across from Lee Building Products. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
There's Andy.
How are y'all?
All right, how are you?
All right. I want to wish Nell a happy birthday.
Boy, she's had three people call in this morning wishing her a birthday.
she's a pretty good person.
She is. I'll agree. She's well-loved, for sure.
Although she's a distant kin.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was some kind of kin there. I didn't know what it was, but I knew there was something.
Yeah, her granddaddy and my great-granddaddy was brothers.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty close.
That's
pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you keeping Jesse straight?
You got to remember, Andy, she's talking about it snowing this morning, so I got to try to keep her straight.
Well, it's going to come. I mean, you might as well just get used to it.
See, I told you. Confirmation from the mayor of Cooktown right there.
Yeah, it'll be here, but look at it this way. Won't be long. Spring will be here again.
Yeah, it will be.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm so ready.
But I just thought I'd holler at y'all.
I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, glad you did, Andy.
I've been laying flooring.
That doesn't sound like any fun.
Well, I had two or three promise me, but they never did show up. I got tired of waiting, so I done it myself. Mm-hmm. Only problem I had was getting up out of the floor.
That's the hard part.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got it done, and my wife's happy.
Well, that's good. I can only imagine. Shoot, my back's hurting just standing right now. I can only imagine trying to crawl on the floor and move around like that.
I got it done. She likes it, so.
Good deal. Well, Andy, it was good to hear from you this morning.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Have a good day, okay?
Y'all too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 270-651-3000. All right, so you have an auction coming up December 13th. This is in Austin.
I do. I've actually got two. One of them is not online just yet, so we're kind of doing the same thing as what we done on the 29th. So I've got one at 10 and one at 1. The one at 1's online right now. But first, the one at 10 is on Lick Branch Road. It is 31 acres. It will be online today. It will be live. We'll be on site. It's roughly about 3,600 square feet home. We've got 6 tracks with that property right on Lick Branch Road, Eastern School District. Really nice prime area. Everybody knows where Lick Branch Road is, right outside of Glasgow. It will be at 10 o'clock. It's house and some nice lots, some agriculture lots with that one as well. Got a few building tracks with that. And then as soon as we get done with that, we're going to, hold on just a second here. It is going to Austin. We are at 1 o'clock. Let me pull this back up right here. It's a beautiful house. It's actually got two houses on the property. One of them right now is not... One of them is not livable, but it does have a barn on it. So, you've got the utilities and everything with it. But the other house, beautiful house. It's got, hold on, I'm pulling up the information on it right now.
It's located at 110 R Whitlow Road.
It
is. Is that correct?
Right off of Highway 87. And, our survey is in process at the moment. We do have the boundaries done on there, but we are making some tracks for it. And it was kind of one of them fast deals. So we're going to have this one and 8 tracks on it, 56 acres. And if you know that area, that is a lake area, Barron River Lake area. You're minutes away from there. It's got some nice sheds, some nice barns, really close to the government property that is, lake property. And but it's also really close to the state dock or, minutes away from the Narrows boat ramp. Honored to be able to do that one as well. That one will be at 1 o'clock on the 13th of December. And, like I said, if you're looking for some good ground, we've got some good auctions coming up in the next in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And that one right there is definitely a good one.
All right. Keep that in mind. RSMillsAuctions.com. That's rsmillsauctions.com. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. Let's talk a little bit about MedCenter Health Glasgow. Laura was in with us on Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday, of course. They are our sponsor this week, and talking about primary care physicians that they do have there at MedCenter Health. If you are looking for a primary care physician, there are so many benefits to having a primary care physician. And if you do not have one, maybe if you're new to the area or if you're just looking for a primary care physician, I would encourage you to contact MedCenter Health. They have Brian Macy, Dr. Brian Macy. They have Dr. David Napier, Dr. Jeffrey Purvis, Dr. Morgan Schroeder, and Dr. Melissa Simpson. Actually, she's a nurse, a family nurse practitioner. Morgan Schroeder is a physician's assistant. But they have some amazing primary care physicians that I cannot stress the importance of having someone who knows your health inside and out and that you feel comfortable in being honest. Because if you go to the doctor, you're having an issue, you're having a problem, and you cannot be honest with them.
Oh, yeah.
That could cause something else to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you've got to have that comfort level. And it's just so important to have someone that you go to on a regular basis to see you. They have specialty services. Gosh, lots of specialty services. Diagnostic imaging and lab, cardiology, gastroenterology, women's health, orthopedics and sports medicine, pulmonology, urology, vascular care, neurosurgery, general surgery. So they specialize in all of those areas here in the MedCenter Health Glasgow location as well. So you can sign up for an appointment. You can call for an appointment at 270-261-5640, 261-5640. You can also text to make an appointment. That's 270-796-3200, 796-3200. You're going to text MCHDOC. That's MCHDOC. Keep in mind, they do have their walk-in injury clinic every Monday from 1 to 3. So if you something happened over the weekend or Monday morning, you can just go to their walk-in clinic from 1 to 3 every Monday afternoon. So keep that in mind as well. They're located on the bypass here in Glasgow. They're next to Sherwin-Williams.
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful facility. Cannot miss it. So they would love to take care of you and your family. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. You're just now joining us. Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company is my co-host this morning. And we're talking about all the different auctions that you have coming up.
We are.
Yes.
We
so
are.
So many. It's auction season.
It is auction season right now. Before I start, though, my wife just texted me and she said, you make sure that you mention that my mother-in-law, Carolyn Chambers' birthday, is on the 24th. And wish her a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Carolyn.
That's Monday.
It is. Yes. Her birthday's on Monday. She turns 80 as well. So
all right, happy birthday.
Yeah, there you go. And my mother, I'm not gonna say how old my mother's going to be. She'd probably kill me, but hers is on the 1st of December, and I won't be on here before then. So happy early birthday to her, too.
That's sweet. Look at you, making sure you get everybody taken care
of. Yeah, I got them in. I don't want to be
and I guess while we're saying birthdays, I better not forget my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Wesley Dixon.
Wesley.
Today is his birthday. I texted him earlier this morning wishing him a happy birthday. So, yeah, today's Wesley's big birthday.
Happy birthday, Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of birthdays.
I tell you what, everybody was born, you know, around this time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been time of the year. I don't know.
Winter time, and then born. Yeah, probably something like that, you know. So
yeah.
All right, so Jesse, is there another auction you want to talk about, or
there's one that we're going to have later on, but I do not have it finalized, so I can't really talk about it yet. But we do have some other good ones coming up. But I do want to mention again, on 3646 Berry Store Road, we are going to be out there today, this afternoon, and getting stuff out. I know a lot of people like to come and check out some personal property and check out the home. We'll have it open today and through the sale tomorrow. So if you'd like to come out and look at it, you know, before dark tonight, or come out first thing in the morning, we will be ready. Like I said, a super nice 1,768 square foot home. Nice woodworking tools on this, great antiques on the property. Do have a little tractor with it and some farm implements, and just a really, really nice sale. I think it's going to be good for anybody to come and look at. And if you're looking for a home, this one right here is a good one. It was built in 2002, so it's really not that old at all, and a good size attached garage and a detached shop. So 20 acres, hard to find area. So give us a call on that if you're interested in that property or any other personal property on there. We'd love to help you with it.
Okay. All right, 270-651-3000. Today is Pink Friday.
Pink Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Have you ever heard of Pink Friday?
I've heard of Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of Pink Friday.
Yeah, so Pink Friday is basically it is a movement to help small local businesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They started this a few years ago and created to encourage folks to support small retailers first during the holiday season. So it takes place before Black Friday.
Gotcha.
Yes. You know, we have so many businesses that are the mm-hmm. heartbeat of our economy, and it's a chance for these businesses to showcase their stories and run specials like Roots yeah. and Ramble. Roots and Ramble Boutique.
Yeah.
And they are celebrating Pink Friday today. That's from 10 to 5. They are going to be offering $22 sweatshirt doorbuster. I wonder what that's going to look like.
Yeah. At 10 o'clock?
Starting at 10 o'clock from 10 to 5 today.
Are you going to run over there at 10?
I can't. I'm still on the air.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they could give you a short bathroom break.
Yeah. The short bathroom, that might be a long bathroom. If I were going to do that, if I were a rock and roll station, I could possibly play Stairway to Heaven and run over there and run back real quick.
Just play it twice.
Maybe. Back to back. You know, you were very thankful when that song came on.
Yeah.
Because if you were in studio mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, I really need to go to the bathroom. You were very thankful for that song. I've played that many a times just to be like, I gotta go. But they are offering a $22 sweatshirt doorbuster, 20% off clothing, jewelry, and hats, 40% off select items, mm-hmm. and buy one, get one 50% off sale rack as well. So,
you know what I always ask about with that store, right?
What?
There's one item that she has that I always ask about. I just think it's the coolest thing.
The Gooder sunglasses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She going to give a deal on them? I think what she needs to do, she just needs to give me a pair since I've advertised them so much for her.
Well?
Yeah.
I mean, she might.
I think she's listening right now. You want me to advertise these? I'm going to market them for you.
Do you even wear sunglasses?
Yeah.
I guess you're always in studio.
Yeah.
I guess.
What you talking about?
Yeah. I guess you have to at those auctions.
No, I gotta keep my eyes open on them, usually.
Well, your eyes, so if you wear sunglasses, your eyes are closed?
Yeah, it depends sometimes. Sometimes.
I'm just messing with you.
Y'all, she's drinking way too much coffee this morning.
I've not had enough coffee. I've only had, that was only my second cup.
She's done ran four laps around the studio. Don't let her lie to y'all.
Shoot. I don't run. Not anymore. As Patty says, I'm not running unless somebody's chasing me or something is chasing me.
Yeah. Well, wait until you see this big rush right here to get over to Roots and Ramble today. Yeah. And, you know, you'll see the rush.
I know. I'm hoping I can get over there in time to at least see what the doorbuster sweatshirt is.
I think she'll save you one.
She probably would.
Yeah, she'll save
you
one.
She probably would. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Well, and last night they crowned the hometown shopping queen.
Yeah.
Of course, a couple of weeks ago they had their hometown Christmas open houses. Uh-huh. 19 businesses participated in this. And if you shopped all 19 businesses, if you bought something at each business, you were eligible for hometown shopping queen.
Mm-hmm.
So Sue Frazier was the queen. Congratulations to her.
Congratulations, queen.
Yes. And then they had the winner of the large basket was Deb Iverson. The medium basket was my mama, Fannie Wood.
Oh, yep. Man.
Mom, Mom won. She was very excited
about it. I bet she was. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes. And then the small basket went to Debbie Gerald. So those were the winners of all the baskets and our hometown shopping queen, Sue Frazier. So I'm sure they had a fun night handing those out and taking pictures and all of that. So, yeah, congratulations to all of those winners. And I'm sure that they will do it again next year. And that's always a lot of fun. But if you're shopping Roots and Ramble this holiday season, or not if, when you shop Roots and Ramble this holiday season, mm-hmm. you're going to find lots of different clothing, denim, Leslie Curtis jewelry, Aaron Gray jewelry, the Gooder sunglasses that Jesse mentioned. Those make a nice gift or a stocking stuffer.
Those Gooder sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the bog bags with all the accessories. There's all kinds of fun things. The Zotica perfume, which smells amazing.
Zotica?
Yeah. So you would, you either, it's supposedly you like your horoscope scent or your partner's. So between Leo and Aries, I actually like Leo the best. So that's my horoscope. So you may have to go smell those and see.
Yeah.
Little sniff action.
A little sniff?
Mm-hmm. Little sniff, sniff action. Little sniff.
It changed your life.
It
changed your life.
And I will tell you this. Those perfumes, the Zotica perfume, was created by someone who suffered from migraines. So if you're a migraine sufferer and you cannot stand scents or stand perfume, you should be able to wear this.
Yeah.
Because they're the special ingredient, however it was designed, is supposed to help. You're supposed to be able to wear it, even if you do suffer from migraines. So keep that in mind as well. So Roots and Ramble Boutique, located at 216 West Washington Street here in Glasgow. You can shop 24/7 at rootsandramble.com. She's open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 till 2. All right. We're just about ready to wrap it up, Jesse.
Yeah.
So for all the auction information...
For all the auction information, go to rsmillsauctions.com, click on the auction link, and scroll down. We have got a ton of auctions, not just the ones that I mentioned today that I've got listed myself personally, but we've got a lot of agents with Mills Real Estate and Auction in all surrounding counties, and we've got a lot of good sales coming up, a lot of good real estate listings as well that we deal with every day. We're located over here in Glasgow. Our Glasgow address is 301 Happy Valley Road, as well as we have Bowling Green, Scottsville, and Monroe County, and Gamalia. Give us a holler. My number is 270-670-9333. I'd love to work with you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning, Jesse. Thanks for telling us about all these incredible auctions that you have coming up. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks to Bighorn Wellness, Roots and Ramble Boutique Wellness Wednesday, presented by Med Center Health. Also, thanks to Window World of Bowling Green, Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and Southern Kentucky Collision. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Turn up your radio right now. Serving Southern Kentucky from the top of Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow with country's hottest hits. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow.